chapters 13 to 18 constitute the third cycle of the Bhagavad Gita. The first six chapters constitute the first cycle, 7 to 12 is the second cycle, and 13 to 18 is the third cycle. Actually, an impression can arise that chapter number 13 to 18 is a kind of a repetition, and because some terms are very familiar to the Indian mentality, like sattva, rajas and tamas, which appear very often in these chapters, it may even seem that these chapters are commonplace. Almost intelligible without much attention. One would even wonder as to whether these chapters were necessary at all for delivering the message that Sri Krishna wanted to give. Because in any case, it seems by the end of 12th chapter that the message was delivered. And it is true that the message was delivered because Sri Krishna wanted to explain to Arjuna why he should fight. And with the 11th chapter, when Sri Krishna himself shows his Vishwarupa Darshan and shows that he himself has destroyed already all those who are opposing the coming of the new kingdom, and from that state Sri Krishna commands Arjuna fight. In that command, the questions of Arjuna are all answered. Namely, that action must proceed from the Divine's will. So long as you dispute in your own mind on the assumption that you are the doer, there will be always dilemmas. There will be always pros and cons, and you won't be able to decide, particularly at the critical moment, such as was the moment with Arjuna now. Therefore, the dilemmas can be answered only if you can rise to that level where the supreme will manifests itself directly, and when one sees that it is he who is doing and you are only the instrument. That has been achieved already by the 12th chapter. In fact, even 12th chapter is a kind of a further elucidation of the answer that Sri Krishna gives in the 11th chapter. So what is the purpose of these last six chapters? And even the impression that many things are very commonplace, one would ask, is there really something superb, something magnificent, something supreme in these 13 chapters? The answer is that these chapters, which seem to be commonplace, are only in appearance so. They contain some of the most important insights, and the last message that comes at the end of the 18th chapter is the real supreme word, Mahavakya of the Bhagavad Gita, the supreme secret of the highest fulfillment of life is revealed at the end of the 18th chapter. If you therefore look with a greater interest and deliberate feeling to find out the significance of these chapters, we shall find that these chapters are in a sense a revelation of the truths, revelations of our knowledge. Which is a secret knowledge hinted earlier but not so well developed in those earlier chapters. It is as if in the first six chapters we are told that all actions ultimately end in knowledge. That is one of the supreme messages of the first six chapters. All actions end in knowledge. Sarva karmani jnane parisamapyante. All knowledge, all actions ultimately end in knowledge. 7th to 12th chapter, these six chapters take us from plane of knowledge to the peak of knowledge in the 9th chapter and then unite these peaks of knowledge from where flow the waters which can quench the thirst of humanity in the deepest heart, the waters of bhakti. And at the end of the 12th chapter, you get the nectar of the bhakti. And the last line of the 12th chapter speaks of the amritam dharmam, of the dharma which is immortal, which can come only by the drinking of ananya bhakti, not only bhakti but ananya bhakti, the incomparable bhakti. Now if Gita were to be left at that stage, a few questions still would remain and they have to be answered. For example, this very question, what is this dharma amritam idam? What is this immortal dharma? That question is not elucidated in the first 12 chapters. There is of course a talk of dharma from time to time, but this idea of amritam dharma, this is the last note but a tremendous pregnant note. And that pregnancy has to be brought to the fruition. So you might say the first justification of these last six chapters is the exposition of ananya bhakti culminating in amritam dharma by a bhakti which is avyabhicharini. This is the one term which you will come across in these last six chapters. Bhakti which is avyabhicharini. That is to say, there can be bhakti which is full of desire, expectation, seeking of help, some kind of exploitation of the divine, you might say. But avyabhicharini is there is no exploitation of the divine. You are given so much entirely to the divine. Nothing in you belongs to you. Every atom of your being belongs to the divine. It is as it were for the enjoyment of the divine, not for your enjoyment of the divine. But you are now at the disposal of the divine so that he enjoys you. If you want to say, even he wants to exploit you, instead of your exploiting the divine.